So, if I recall correctly, we left off discussing the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, and as well as sorry, as well as a number of other another Rishonim, that Rashi says that the fact that the Yavam inherits proves that he starts out as a Yorish. And the Ramban in the Rashi and the Ritva said back to him, what are you talking about? He inherits because he does Yavam. That doesn't mean that he was a Yorish beforehand. And I quoted from the Rav that this might be referring to a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Yerusha Yavam. Rashi says that Yerusha Sayavam is Midin Ach. Meaning, why is Yavam Yorish? A Yavam is Yorish because he was Yorish anyway, because he was the brother. What's the Chiddush of the Torah? The Chiddush of the Torah is that he should have been Yorish but had competition and had company. The Chiddush of the Torah is the exclusivity of his Yerusha. Right? So the Chiddush is Shelo Yerushu Et Chavimo. It's not a Chiddush that he's Yorish. The Chiddush is who's not Yorish. Rashi actually sounds this way in a few other places in Shas. But for example, if you look at Daf Nem Dalet Amud Aleph in our Masechet, no, I did not mean Nem Dalet Amud Aleph, sorry. I meant Chav Dalet Amud Aleph in our Masechet. Rashi Divar Maskol Yakum. How would you find it? It's about a third of the way down. Chaftal Malf, Yakum, Hayavam al Shem Achiv. The Yavam takes on the name of his, the place of his brother, Linchol Nachlato, to inherit his Nachla. Velo Yachliku Echavimo. How does Rashi express the Yerusha of the Yavam? Velo Yachliku Echavimo. That he doesn't have to share with his brothers, which otherwise he would have. So Rashi in a few places sounds like that. And Sota Chabdalim and Beis also, Rashi says something a little similar. But it's the same basic idea. Uma Omer Baparsha. What does it say Yivam accomplishes in the Parsha? P'tur Chalitza Yivam. That she doesn't have to do Chalitza anymore when she does Yivam. The Yakmal Shem Achiv. And to inherit his brother. She Yorshif Say Achiv Ve'ein Echav Kol Kenimo. Whenever he talks about the Yerusha, he says She'ein Echav Kol Kenimo. Right, so this is Rashi on Yud Zayin on the base, and this fits Rashi's Lashon of Chavdal and Aleph, even though there's not much of a Chiddush Rashi's Lashon. We all know the brothers don't split it with him, that's a fact. But the fact that Rashi chooses to express the Yerusha of the brother, not Mitzad, he takes the Yerusha of the mace, but Mitzad, his brothers don't split it with him, works well for the Rav's understanding, which is, I think, Pashup Shad and Rashi here, that there's no new Yerusha the Yavam gets. The Chiddush is just that the other people, that the other brothers don't split it with him anymore, as opposed to what the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva said here. Well, I think we saw the Ramban, but they all said the same exact thing. And the Rav explained that no, the fact that the Yavam's Yorish has nothing to do with the fact that he was a Yorish beforehand. That's coincidence. He may or may not have been a Yorish. That's not Yibam and Achlat Tali Rachmana. The fact that he gets Nachla afterwards has nothing to do with whether he would or wouldn't have gotten the Nachla beforehand. So what do they say? They say it's an entirely new Yerusha, unrelated to the fact that he was a Yorish beforehand. In the Rishonim, actually, we have I took a little excerpt, just because this is in the middle of a very complex discussion. The famous Machlokas Rishonim, which I excerpt on the Makor sheet here with a little line on Mordechai and Bava Basra, that it's a machlok scene where people simcha and some of the Ashkenazim we've shown him versus the Rach and the Bahag and some of the Gaonic Masorah. But just the line I quoted here is Masha davi mochsev nechzei ha'ava avi ki'ilu babar shom koch achiv shemes ve'omei b'mkomo. How does this is, I don't think the Mordechai is the same, but most we've shown him quoted for a big simcha, there's a word, many Ashkenazim we've shown him. What's the nature of Yerusha Yavam? He says he has two formulations.
What's the nature of this new Yerusha? Has two perhaps possibilities. One is Rabbeinu Simcha and other Rishonim say
it's Midin. It's not really Midin Yerusha. He actually has a line. Okay, maybe in the Arzaburi has this other line. Where he said, it's not really Din Yerusha. We just call it Yerusha because you're getting the Nechasim of someone who's dead. It's that he's Machzak in the Nechasim. It's as if he has power of attorney for the dead brother because he's only been Kobo. He's not really Yoresh as like another Yoresh. The way he's Yoresh is because he's been Kom. Amen. So made him Kom. That's the whole idea of Yerusha. You step up and take his place. So it's not a Yerusha. That's not Yibam and Nachla Tal Yerachwana. That's not regular Dinim of Nachla. That's a special din that you take over someone's place. As opposed to, here he quotes in the Bahad, and many show in quote from Rinchon Al, and the Achashe, Halachas Gedolos Pirish, Nichse Avim Roye Tal Yavam, Basu Kivu, Beno Shel Achav Hameis,
right, as opposed to the Rach and the Bahad, who say that it's Ki'ilu Beno Shel Hameis. Obviously, the Mace doesn't have kids. But they have this machlokas. The Rach says the Torah made a new Gzeres HaKosov that's as if he's the new closest relative, like a Ben. He's a new kind of relative. The Yavam is a new kind of relative, like a Ben, which is closer than any other relative, of course, in terms of Yerusha. And the Rebbeinu Simcha says, no, it's not really that he's Yerusha as a relative, it's Ben Komo. But both of them agree this is a totally new Chiddush. Either he's Ben Komo, it's not regular Yerusha. Or it's a new kind of Yerusha that they made a brother as if he's the son, meaning loved after the son, as if he's a new closest relative. A new kind of Yerusha. That's a new Yerusha. Rashi, the machlokas here, why do they argue about this here? This is a big machlokas we're not going to go to now. What if later on, the father of the mace dies? Does the Yavam also get the mace's share of the future Yerusha? The father dies, and the uncle dies, and the grandfather dies. Say the mace has many, you know, living ancestors. And then the mace dies, the Yavam does Yivam. And then all those fathers and grandfathers and uncles, lots of people die and leave big Yerushas. So does he only get what was there at the time, or does he also get the Yerushas that come later? So that's the real machlokas. The Rabbeinu Simcha and many Ashkenazim we showed him said, he's like the Yavam. He now gets the Yavam share of all future Yerushas. The Rach Lag says, no, he's just like the son of the Yavam. And therefore, we apply the din of the Enu Yorish Kibroi Kibam Mochsak. And therefore, he inherits what's there now, but he doesn't inherit there later. Okay, that's a whole parsha, which, like I said, we're not getting into. And that's why they argue. But none of them say, like Rashi, Lachor, because Rashi is a bit of a Shitas Yachim, but Rashi would disagree with both of them. He would say, it's not that the Torah makes him a new Yorish as if he's the Ben, and it's not that it's better than Yerusha, he Mamish takes his place. No, it's the old Yerusha Machin. All the Torah says Shlo Yerushu Achiv, Achiv Imo, Echav rather, or Achiv, whatever they are, Echav Imo. The what is the sort of makor of this machlokes? Where do they get their ideas from in Shas? So I think you could say that this all comes in this. The whole chakira is really a question of how to read the Gemara in the Mishnah in Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Machlokes Tanaim. What's the Machlokes Tanaim in Daf Mem Amud Aleph? The Mishnah. King of Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is your Yehuda? What if the father's alive? Meaning, like the case of Yehuda, right? Let's call the Er and Onan, right? So, Er dies, Onan does the Yibam, but Yehuda's still alive. So who inherits Er? Does the father of the mace come first, or does the Yavam come first? So, Rabbi Yehuda holds the father comes first. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold the father comes first? So the Gemara explains that he gets it, that he's just like the Bechor, and the Bechor doesn't beat a father, but what's the lumdus of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda think the father comes before the Yavam? The father always comes first in Yerusha? No, it depends whose father doesn't come before a son or a daughter.
Before brothers, though.
Ah, so the father always comes before brothers. Meaning, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Right? What's the lashon of this Mishnah? Is im yesh sham av,
in Yesham Av, Av meaning the father of the mace. So you have the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says the Av is coding Liyavam.
What's Shem Rav Yehuda?
Rav Yehuda's lomda says Pashat.
What's the Chiddush of Yavam? The Chiddush of Yavam is not a new Yerusha.
The Chiddush of Yavam is that the other brothers don't compete with him. That he beat has priority over the other brothers.
So fine. As a brother, he has priority over brothers. That's the Chiddush. But a brother never has priority over fathers. Everyone knows if a guy dies without kids, his father beats the brothers.
So Yehuda's lomdus is obvious that Yerushas Hayavam is midin ach,
just without competition, right?
Veshalom Yirshu Echav Imo Ve'av Kodeng La'ach.
Rabbi Yehuda's lomdus is pashat. There is even a minority, very small minority, Shita floating around that we showed that Efshar we might pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but let's assume that we pass like Chachamim, that's pretty well established. We pass like the Chachamim. The Chachamim says, Yakum al Shem Achiv.
The Yavam gets the Yerusha. The question is, and this is always like, you know, where do good Chakiras come from?
You have Machloki from the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda's far is pretty clear. An Av beats an Ach. The question is always, why the Chachamim disagree? And whenever you have Machlokis, they could disagree on a very fundamental level, or they could perhaps disagree on the more technical details. And that's always the question. Rabbi Yehuda has a Shita. Yerusha then Ach, for sure that's the Makor of Rashi. For sure, where did Rashi get this idea from?
I got it, he's inspired by Rabbi Yehuda, where he says you're just like a brother. It's just, instead of being one of eight brothers, it's as if you're the only brother.
Because the other brothers are nothing compared to you.
That's the only Kiddush of the Torah. But a father beats a brother. The question is, why do Chachamim disagree?
Do they disagree? Because fundamentally, it says, it's not Midin Ach at all, it's a new Yerusha that beats everything.
Or do they say, no, you're right, it is Midin Ach.
But the Kiddush isn't just Shelo Yirshu Echav Imo. The Kiddush is Shelo Yirshu Krov Avimo.
That you're that Hashem was Mavkia, all the Krovim, not just the brothers. So I think there are two ways to understand the Chachamim. The Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, and the Rach, and Rebbe Simcha, and most Rishonim would say that what's Pshat in the Chachamim? They disagree fundamentally. Yerushas Hayavam is a new Yerusha, either Midin Ki'ilu Beno, or Midin Mimali Mekomo, which takes precedence over Krovin.
It's a new Yerusha, it takes precedence over Krovin. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's the original Yerusha of Ach,
just neutralizing the competition.
No, it's a new Yerusha. And that's why most Rishonim don't say the Rashi here.
What would Rashi say? Rashi would say no. He would say, if it's good enough for Yehuda, it's good enough for the Chacham too. The Chacham don't have a deaf that would totally give a heads to Yehuda.
They can just agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but tweak the details a little differently.
What would they say? He says, Enachanami Yoresh. Midin Ach. You're right, it's Midin Ach. V'chidash HaTorah hu Shelo Yirshu Shar Krovin Imo. The Chiddush Torah wasn't just you're the brother and we forget the other brothers. The Chiddush Torah is you're the brother and we forget all the other relatives. Chiddush Torah is that you get your Yerusha as a brother and we neutralize all the other relatives just like we neutralize the power of the other brothers and we prioritize you over the brothers. We also prioritize you over the father. After all, if you can inherit and the other brothers don't bother you, and we just look at you and forget about them, we can forget about the father too. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. You get your natural Yerusha, and no one else gets to compete with you. Not only brothers don't get to compete with you, even the father doesn't get to compete with you, because since everyone else was not making shame, therefore they don't deserve a Yerusha, and you're the one who's left.
But from Sfarah, how does that work? Because the Yavim deals with the brothers. I mean, you did it, the other brothers didn't do it. So you can say, all right, that's why you wipe up the other unit.
You're the real brother.
Yeah, okay, but the father is still sitting here. It's different than, it has nothing to do, he had absolutely nothing to do with the parshas of evil. Why should he be affected?
So you have to say, that's the Chiddush of Yakum al-Shem Achiv, that even if someone didn't do anything wrong, once they are not part of his parsha of Hakavah Shem, even through no fault of their own, then they lose their right to Yerusha. It doesn't have to be a penalty. I mean, you're right, it works much better as a brother. It could be a penalty, or it could just be you're the one who's acting like a brother.
Right, right.
And a Hanami, but I guess Rashi would have to say, and maybe this is why Rashi's not the most popular Shita, Rashi would have to say that even
you're that when the Torah said you get Yerusha, the Torah just said no one else gets Yerusha.
Even through no fault of their own, and you're left as the Ach. That's the horror Rashi would say. What's nice is that Rashi seems to be Lashitase, and this is a whole Machlokes and Ksubas, which is a very, very complicated Inyan, which is why I just threw it into brackets, because it's such a complicated Inyan. But the way the Ktsos explains it, at least, the Ktsos explains a very nice Machlokes Rishon, which is the following question, which seems to be pretty clear Machlokes in Rashi and the Ran there. What if the Yavam sold his Yerusha before he did Yibam? Okay, so what's at first glance, what would we think? The Yavam says, I'm selling, I'm making a kinyan to sell the Yerusha before I do the Yibam. What would we call that? What category would we apply? Davar Shel Bolyom. We think it shouldn't work. That's what all the Rishonim are grappling with. Davar Shel Bolyom, that's really what, that's the whole issue in the Gemara. There's a certain case where Yavam, what happened, there is, not clear how many brothers they were, but a lot of Rishonim were interested. There was one brother. This Yavam was going to do Yibam and get the whole Yerusha. The other brother said, hold on a second, we don't want you to get the whole Yerusha. And they had a plan. They would, like, give the Yavama a get, which then means Rabbanon is the Nireh, like, Kevin Shalabana Shavu Yivneh. And then we'll ruin the whole mitzvah of Yibam, and no one can do Yibam, and then no one can get the whole Yerusha. They wanted to ruin the mitzvah, say, Doraisa. Is that no one gets the whole Yerusha. So therefore, the guy said, no problem. Why don't I just, in advance, agree to give you half the Yerusha? That, you know, I just want to do the mitzvah. I'm not interested in getting a lot of money. You can have the money. I'll make you continue right now. Don't worry. That was a whole story there. So, apparently, this is my simple yom in those days. So, the money's still money. Doesn't matter what days. Some things don't change. So, there's a whole machlokes between Rashi and the Ran that the Tosa explained whether a kinyan would work here or not. What seems to be the case? Seems to be what about Yavam Shehikna Chetzi HaYerusha Kodem Yibam? Is that a valid kinyan or not? And Rashi says there that he is Hikne B'kinyan. He doesn't say Chetzi, that the Tosa explains Rashi. He was Hikne B'kinyan to his brother, and that was Chal. The Ran says there's no way that Dov Shlo Bolyolam, and he has to bring in a whole new parsha called Siluk and make all kinds of Kiddushim which are not our Indian right now. But we didn't Kinyan. Rashi says the Kinyan would be Chal. Rashi says the Kinyan would be Chal. And the Ran there says, Kinyan is not chal on Dover Shiloh Bali Olam. That's Machlokes Rashi and the Ran there. What's the Svara of Rashi and the Ran? So the Ktsos and the other Rechron try to explain what the Svara of Rashi and the Ran is. What does the Ktsos say? The Svara of Rashi is obvious, he says. The Svara of Rashi is obvious. The Ktsos says, The Ktsos says the Svara of Rashi is obvious. He assumes, Rashi doesn't say it's divorce. There were two brothers. It was 50-50. It wasn't thirds or quarters. It was halves. He says, look, he gets half either way. If he does Yibam, he gets the whole thing. If he doesn't do Yibam, then no one would do Yibam. Then he gets half because he's one of the two brothers. So therefore, half of it is already his. Either as a brother or Yavam. The other half is a Dover Shel Bolyolam. That he only gets one. But his half is still his. That's what Rashi says. And the Rebbe Chanan, the Kodesh Yerim, says, so what does the Ran say back to Rashi? Isn't that true? The Ran is explicit. There are two brothers, and one brother is trying to sell half of it. So, the Ran is the first. Why can't he sell half? Half is his, either way. So, the way Rebbe Chanan explains it, this is a very, very complex subtle sugya. You could explain different than the Ketzos, you could explain different than the Rav Chanan, but this is a very popular way of explaining according to the famous Achronim. The way the Ran explains is that no. The Rav Chanan explains, no. According to the Ran, you can't say that he's already mukhsuk on half. Why? Because if there's no Yibam, he gets half as a brother. If he does Yibam, he gets half as a Yavam. But neither way has been established yet. Like, he might get half as a brother. He might not. He might get everything as a Yavam. He might not. He has no Vada Yerusha yet. Because I might get half this way, or I might get all of it that way, but right now I have nothing.
Or he might get nothing. Or if the other brother
doesn't. And, right, that's what he could have said, but doesn't. And that's what I had in mind. He could have said that, which would have been a different angle, and didn't, which is interesting. But what he says that you can't say I have half already. And this is what Rav Chanan says. Because right now he can have half as a brother. But if he does Yibam, he loses half as a brother, and instead gains it all as a Yavam. But a Yavam who does Yibam loses his Yerushas Ach and gains a different Yerusha instead, so you can't say you already have it. So according to Rav Chanan and the Ketzos, this works out very beautifully, the Shitasam, even though you could have said, no, I'm giving a different angle. Anything you could lose is considered Dov Shlo Bali Olo, which is then an interesting question. Is it true that anything I could lose is considered Dov Shlo Bali Olo? Maybe only something I could gain, but something I could lose is Bali Olo. But according to Rashi, Lefi Hezber HaKetzos, what does Rashi say? The Rashi says, the Yavam definitely inherits, at least, let's just, right, according to the Hezber of the Ketzos and the Kovachir, Rashi says, Yavam definitely inherits at least 50% as an Ach. And what does the Ran say back? No! The Yavam might do Yibam and lose his Yerushas Ach. And get a different Yerusha instead. But according to Rav Chanan, what's going on is they're arguing, when a Yavam should have gotten half and does Yibam, does he add to his half and get all? Or does he lose his half and get all for a different reason instead? Rav Chanan says, no. When he does Yibam, he loses his Yerushas Ach. Yeah, he gets it all, but he loses Yerushas. So you can't say he's already Muchzuk, his Yerushas is Bolio. You can't say he's Muchzuk on half. But he is Muchzuk on half. He might lose that half. If he loses half, he'll get it all, but that's for a different Yerusha. He has no Muchzuk Yerusha on half, because he could lose that by doing Yibam. Oh, you'll tell me he'll lose it and get more. Doesn't matter, he'll still lose it. What would Rashi say back? Rashi would say, no. If he does Yibam, he doesn't lose his Yerusha and get a new Yerusha. He keeps his Yerushas Ach and gets more Yerushas Ach. So then it could be the Shitasi. Rashi says, either way to be done, Ach says he's Muchzuk on half. He's already Yerusha half. The question is he going to be Yerusha half or all? The Ran says, no, it's be done a new Yerusha. Says he's not Muchzuk on anything. He might get half, or he might lose the half and get all, but he's not Muchzuk yet on anything because he doesn't know what he's going to get.
But when we talk about Yerusha, a lot of times we talk about there's a whole question of Yesh Breyer or not. Yesh Breira, when all the settles and he does Yibum with Lamafreya, that was really
correct.
His from
so
the first Yibum.
This is all. So you're that's the Hafla says there on Al-Tari Supas. The Hafla says Rashi Pshat is really that Yesh Breira and Lamafreya Yavim Zoresh and nothing to do with what the Ketzos is talking about. Ain't a Hanami. Most Achronim don't go that way, but that's why I said, that's I fully admit, you can have a different Hezber of Rashi. Rashi's not because he already has half of the Ach, it's because he blames also my friend. And you can have a different Hezber of the Ran. Maybe the Ran is because he might get nothing. So I fully admit, but at least the way that Rav Chanan says it very nicely, Rav Chanan says for the Ran, a Yavam who does Yibam loses his Yerushas Ach and gets a different Yerusha instead. Then it's obvious, we scream to ourselves, and won't Rashi say back to you? No, he doesn't, he just beefs up his Yerushas Ach. And once we think that, it works very well for Rashi here. I saw pointed out someplace that this is similar to a taina that the Yamshel Shlomo has against a Rush in a, also, the Rush makes a number of assumptions here, in a sugya later on in Vamos, which is the question of, is the Ach You have a case of suffek. I remember the takana d'rabbanan, you have to wait 3 months before remarrying or 3 months before doing yibam. What if a guy waited 1 month and did yibam? 2 months and did yibam? Then has a baby and he's not sure if it's his baby and he did yibam to the mitzvah of mahadrin, or if it's the mace's baby and he was really positive from yibam violating the erva of eshesach. So he's not sure. So fine, so what do they do? From now on, this kid is a shtickle suffek mamzer, and he obviously has to divorce this. This yivama was a suffek erva to him, it's all messed up. Then, then the question becomes, what to do with the estate of the yivama? Does it go to the kid who might be, so the estate of the mace? Does it go to the baby who might be the mace's son? Or does it go to the brother, the yivama, who might be the mace's yivama? So that's a whole machlokas. And the Rush has a big finish here. Says the Rush, he thinks it goes to the Yavam, because the rule of Ein Safek Milsa De Vada, the Yavam is a Vada Yorish. So, says the Rush, is an Ach who might have done Yibam called a Yoresh Vadai. So the Rush says, yes, because even if he's not a Yavam, he's an Ach. So he's a Yoresh Vadai. The Rush has many difficulties with this Rush. Which, to understand those difficulties, we have to get into the sugya there, especially since the question is an ach really called a vada yorish if the guy has a kid. The guy might have a kid. But what did the Rush say? The Rush says that this guy, the suffek yavam, maybe a yavam, maybe a megala arayas, is a vada yorish, because even if he's not a yavam, he's an ach. So a vada yorish means a suffek yorish. This guy says, I'm either a yavam or at least an ach. I'm a vada yorish. You, kid of questionable birth, or maybe a son, maybe a nephew. A nephew's nothing. So you're maybe a Yorish. Therefore, I beat you. Says the Yamshel Shlomo back to the Rush. He attacks the Rush in a trillion directions. Well, one of the things he says to the Rush is, what do you mean, Vada Yorish? Maybe I don't have a Lashon. Do I? Oh, he says, what do you mean, Vada Yorish? He says, he's not a Vada Yorish. Because if he is a Yavam, he lost his Yerushas Ach. What do you mean he's a Vada Yorish? He's Vada. Look, he's Vada Enach. He says he's not Vada Enach. Because if he did Yibam, then there is no Yerushas Ach. So he's not a Vada Yorish. He's only a Safek Yorish. If he did Yibam, he's Yorish, but he didn't Yibam. But he's for sure not Yorish, but he didn't Ach. So, this again, I excerpted this from a very complicated Yom Shlomo where he attacks a Rush that really has many difficulties with him. But Lemaisa, this Yom Shlomo sounds exactly like the Machlokes in Rashi and Yom Rishonim here. The Rush might be assuming like Rashi, perhaps he's on Rashi's side, says, look, he's a Vada Yorish. He's an Ach. This all based on being an Ach. If he did Yibam, he's an Ach. If he did Yibam, he's a super Ach. If he didn't do Yibam, he's a regular Ach, Vada Yorish. Yom Shlomo says he is not a Vada Yorish. He doesn't have Vada anything. Because if he did Yibam, then there's no such thing as an Ach. Once someone does Yibam, Yerushas Achim is Paka, disappears, and you have a new Yerusha instead. So there's no Vados here. So basically, Kob Shirim for the Ran, Yom Shel Shlomo, are saying the same thing. Saying there's no Vados to the status of this Yavam. Because he might be a brother, but if he does Yibam, then he's not a brother anymore. He's something different than a brother. It's a new kind of Yerusha. There might be Yerushas Ach, but there might be a new kind of Yerusha which is different from Ach. And Rashi and the Rush might say no. The new kind of Yerusha of Yavam is not a new kind of Yerusha. It's just Yerusha's Ach, beefed up to withstand the competition.
Why are things viewed so technically? At the end of the day, the house which is going to be inherited is, you know, is there and is going to be inherited in Mount of Shaf. Why does it matter what it's called?
Okay, that is a good point, and that's all part of the discussion here. You could say it doesn't matter what it's called. The Yamshel Shlomo actually says he's like four kashas in the Rush. This is only the fourth. You could say it doesn't matter what it's called, but this depends, at least for the Yom Shel Shlomo, the whole sugya Ein Safek Milsa B'Dei Vadai, as used, this is the Tosos, anyone remember Tosos about Beis Amal Ba Metzia? We'll get to it soon, right? First thing in Elul, Tosos says, Ze'el Merkulu Shli, Ze'el Merchetshi Shli, in the Talis, right? If both of you get half the Talis, why don't we say Ein Safek Milsa B'Dei Vadai, you Vadai get it?
So then the whole discussion they put on there, in some ways, it's not about who gets the money. It's about who has a vaday status. It's about a status called Yorish. Therefore, it doesn't apply to fighting over Talos and Bamatziah. So if they paint someone who's going to be is not about the money, but about the status, which I admit, is not the assumption of Tosos, the assumption of all the modern-day Achronim, who try to answer Tosos Kasha, then it might depend on through what status you get in your Yerusha, not just who gets the money in the end. But yeah, these are all, put these a little bit in brackets, because these are all sugyas in and of themselves, which are exceedingly complex, and there's clearly some Rishonim, some Achronim, who tie it into the discussion we started with. There are many ways to analyze this in totally different discussions. But we have to summarize then a fundamental machlokas here. Even though you quote open on Mordechai and other people and you say, there are two sheets of that Yerusha Yavam. Is it a new Yerusha of Bimkomo or a new Yerusha of Ki'ilu Beno? Rashi seems to hold neither. Rashi thinks even Nachla Toli Rachmana means he ends up getting the Nachla because he started getting the Nachla. And Rashi thinks, and this is his formulation, Daf Chav Dalet, also Tzotach Chav Dalet, the Chiddush of Yerusha Shal Yerushu Achav Imo, in Midin Ach, without competition. Rashi is clearly inspired by Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who clearly says Midin Ach, because the father beats the Yavam. We don't all like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say that was very nice for Rabbi Yehuda, but we hold it's a totally new Yerusha, which has nothing to do with the old family structure. Rashi, I have to say, even though he says it's a little dachuk, that no, Rashi, even the Chacham admit it to be Dinach. Even the Chacham admit Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally, only disagree technically. They just say, not only the other brothers neutralized, the father's also neutralized. And then we saw in the formulations of the Achronim two places where the Achronim use this Hakira, even though you could have analyzed these sugyas without this Hakira in many other angles, but one is the way the Rabbi Chanan analyzes the Machlokas, Rashi, and the Rana that's selling before Yibam. He doesn't analyze it having to do with whether another guy might do Yibam, or is having to do with whether it's Lamafreya, Mishum Braver or not. He analyzes it as, is a Yibam Muchsuk on half beforehand or not? He says, according to the Rabbis, like the Ramban Rashi Ritva, he's not Muchsuk on anything beforehand. So he might have half Midinach, but he might lose it and get it Midin Yibam. So he doesn't have any Vados hold on it. Yeah, if I might lose half of something and then get it all back, I still have no hold on it yet. So I might lose it and get it back. As opposed to Rashi, says, no, I already have half Midinach. I might add more Midinach, but I already have my half Midinach, so I'm mostly going to sell it. And maybe that ties into the very theoretical machlokas between the Rush and the Yom Shel Shlomo, although there are many problems with this Rush, where the Rush says that a guy who might or may not have done Yibam is considered Vada Yorish, because he's at least an Ach. The Yom Shel Shlomo says, who cares if he's at least an Ach? If he did Yibam, he lost his Yerusha of Ach and got a different Yerusha instead. So what kind of vada does it make him if he might have been something that he would have lost anyway? Okay, that's a very, very fundamental hakira, which I'm not the one who's so smart, but Rav pointed out is really pshat in the machlokas, Rashi and Ramban, this very innocent looking line in our sugya, Yid Manachla, Tali Rachmana. Now we're going to go on to a very, very, very fundamental sugya. We'll have to attack it piece by piece over a couple of shiurim. The sugya of Zika. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. That's the sugya for the next blot and a half here. Just for the next blot. And then it comes up again in a slightly different form in the blot and a half after that. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shomeres Yavam, Shomesa Mutar Be'ima. Right? If there's a Yavam and a Shomeres Yavam, which you could also call Yavama, right? So the guy's waiting to do Yibam, and then the wife unfortunately dies, so he can't do Yibam. He's not allowed to marry her mother. He's the Latin Mary mother, rather. Rav holds a Kasavar in Zika. What does Zika mean? What's the machlokes about Yesh Zika? Now, there's something we call Zika that is not a machlokes Rav Shmuel here. Right? If by Zika you mean, this is what makes it a little tricky. Sometimes you're showing the word Zika and they don't mean Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If by Zika you mean the requirement, the obligation that you have to do Yibam or Chalitza, the Yavam to the Yavama, that's not a Machlokes with a Yesh or Ain. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. Obviously there is Zika here. Someone is Zikuka. She is Zikuka to Yibam or Chalitza. He has a mitzvah saved to Yibam or Chalitza. That's not a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That is obvious. The machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is whether that is merely something that you have to do, or whether something, whether it's merely what you have to do in the future, or whether something is already here in the present. Whether there exists an ishus relationship between the Yav and the Yavama already. Obviously, the mitzvah say to make a full marriage in the Yav and Yavama. That's the mitzvah say, Avu kachlo isha v'yirma. But whether right now, meanwhile, there is an ishus relationship, a lower level, a partial ishus relationship with the Yav and the Yavama or not, that is the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, nicknamed Ein Zika. So Rav says, and what's the nafkamina? The classic nafkamina is the Yavam Usser and the Yavama's relatives, right? If I just have a mitzvah to marry you in the future or to do chalitz in the future, right now we're nothing, so I can marry your relative. But if right now there's already some sort of partial ishus relationship between us, then your relative is some sort of partial erva to me. Your mother is my ki'ilu half-mother-in-law. And therefore, obviously, I can't marry her. So what does Rav say? If the Yavama dies, I can marry her mother, which shows in Zika there is never an ishus relationship between them, just an obligation to do something at some point in the future. But lema lach nivriyomer in Zika, why not just say you are paskening like the mandar in Zika? Meaning, isn't it better to say, right? Isn't it better to say that you were referring to the Tavat Tanar said, rather than reinvent the wheel by yourself? So just say you hold like the Tana, who holds Ein Zika, and okay, then there's a discussion of Rashi and Tosos exactly. Who is this Tana who holds Ein Zika? At this point, it's not quite as exciting yet. Rashi and Tosos say it's the Chacham who argued with Yehuda ben Beseira. What does that mean? That if a guy was Mekadesh, his Yavama sister, can he just go ahead and marry her and live with her? So the Chacham argued, so you say, yeah, you stepped out of line a little, you were kind of Yavama sister, in far as far, just go to the chuppah with her, sleep with her, it's fine, she's not an heir to you at all, because there's no Zika between you and the Yavama, I mean, there's no relation to you and the Yavama. Okay, the Rishon Svara just say, no, in general, he meant there is a Mandar in Zika, there's many candidates. Well, narrow that down a little more. A little later, it'll be more exciting. At this point, the machlokas is not exciting. There's two basic shots in the Gemara. Rashi and Tosafot say it's the Chacham who argue with Yehuda ben Beseira and permit the guy who's a Mekadesh, his Yavama sister, to go ahead and live with her. Because in Zika, so there's no problem with his Yavama sister. And the Rishon Svara to say, oh, it's many, many. It's in general, it's a sheet of floating on a tanom, which there are many candidates for. Okay, we'll narrow it down a little later, and then when we have to narrow it down, we'll see a much more interesting machlokas. Okay, so let's go. The Gemara says, why not just say your pasle mandar in Zika? Alex are in Zika. Lema alacha kibar in Zika. No, Iyav amar hacha miyahanim yu betray. Hava b'chad yesh Zika. No, if he had said halacha mandar in Zika, we would have thought that only after there's two brothers. Because if you think about it, obviously there's a big difference in the case that there's one brother and two brothers. If there's one brother, then he's the one who's responsible for the Sivama. If there's two brothers, one of them has to take care of her, but either one could say it's not necessarily me, it might be the other guy. So therefore, there is a logical possibility. There's a logical possibility to distinguish, and you know, maybe that's even a shita of Rabbi Yeshua, we'll see, to say, no, if there's one Yavam Yesh Zika, because he's the one who is in charge of her, he's the one who's responsible, so he already has a relationship with her. If there's two Yavams, ain't Zika, because neither one of them is necessarily stuck with her. Either one of them might end up having nothing to do with her at all. Therefore, ain't Zika to either.
I didn't see anything, but is there anything that talks about that the oldest brother has more of a responsibility? So there, even though it's two, we should have a partial Zika there.
Meaning there's a Mishnah, Mitzvah Begadol Yachid, yeah. Right? That is, right, So could you say if there are two brothers, maybe the older one has Zika? That is a great idea, but I haven't seen anyone who says that. L'chora, I guess what they're assuming, and the simple way is saying, mitzvah gadol yabe means it's like an extra mehoder, mitzvah namovchar, you know, but basically they have the same chiyuv. You know, it's like Zerizim HaKdimim L'mitzvos. Yeah, the same chiyuv, say halal all day. You know,
It's more mahudr to say it first thing in the morning. But look, over there, assuming this is, but this is the mainstream approach. That fundamentally, they all really have a chiyuv. It's just, you know, there's a certain, you know, kedima or mitzvah to move from the brother. But that is a very good cover. It's interesting. I haven't seen anyone say that. Maybe someone's hiding. So, the Gemara says, I might have, if he had just said, then I possibly like Vandermeen Zika, we might have thought he meant Ein Zika, they're two brothers. Like in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira in the Mishnah, there happen to be two living brothers, because that's the case. It says, you know, wait to see what your brother does. So obviously there are two living brothers. But you might have thought there's one brother he admits Yesh Zika. Therefore, he said, Shomeris Yavim Shemesa, Mutter Be'ima, as a general statement, meaning any Shomeris Yavim who dies, no matter how many brothers you were, your mutter to marry her mother, to show you the Ein Zika Afilu B'chad. Okay. V'leim Alach Yivriyom Ein Zika Afilu B'chad. So, why didn't he just say Halach Mandar Ein Zika Afilu B'chad? He could have just said, I pass like the Tana who holds Ein Zika Afilu B'chad. And then it would have been clear. He says, no. If he had said, Yomar Hachi Havamin Afilu Michayim, then his Shita on Zika would have been very clear. If he had said, Halach Mandar Ein Zika Afilu B'chad, his Shita on Zika would have been crystal clear. Yeah, Ein Zika Afilu B'chad. The problem is we could have taken it too far. We could have said, look, if you hold Ein Zika, that even while the Yavama's alive, you're allowed to marry her mother or her sister or her daughter or granddaughter or her grandmother. That's what you might have thought. Therefore, he wanted to say, not only am I teaching you Ein Zika Afilu B'chad, but by adding the word Shemesh Yavam, that would have been Shemesh Yavam Mutter Ba'achosa. By adding the word Shemesh, he's teaching you another din that, but while she's alive, it's Usher. Why? If Ein Zika, while she's alive, why should it be Usher? The answer is for a different reason, not because of Zika. But besides Ein Zika, I want to teach you another din. Mishum da Usher Levatel Mitzvahs Yabmin. Because even though Ein Zika, it's Usher to cancel a mitzvah of Yibam. It's an interesting question. Sometimes I'm going to cancel a mitzvah. If I have a bigot, it's four corners. It's mutter to round off one of the corners, and then I won't put on tzitzis. All right? It's not giving the most of chuyus I can, right? You wouldn't say it's the midah of zrizos in the second step of the misil sharm, but it's mutter, right? If I have a house with a doorway, it's mutter for me to, I don't know, knock down the lintel of the doorway and raise it all the way up, and then I would mutter for myself. So, in general, it's not, you know, we wouldn't call it the midah of zrizos. We wouldn't say that that's a good idea if it's like, you know, almost Yom Kippur. But it's mutter to change the circumstances so that you used to be chayiv in a mitzvah, and now you're not chayiv in a mitzvah anymore. Yeah, but Idan Rizcha, you'd be punished for it, correct? That's a enforced murder. Katina, I think, was told this by Malach. That but Idan Rizcha, you'd be punished for this. Means someone who tries to get out of mitzvahs, if it's an Idan Rizcha, I mean, if it's a time of divine anger and poorness in the world, and then he needs to escape a general calamity, then Enoch Nami, he'd be punished for this. But I don't think we call it an Isser.
No, I think a better comparison would be that he has a house and he has a door going out to the street, and he doesn't want a door, not because of mitzvah, he blocks up the door. There was a mitzvah there because it's the same. It's not that he's trying to be
exactly.
He's not trying to get the mother. He wanted to marry the mother.
Right. That's a very good point. He's not even trying to get out of the mitzvah. He's just going out of the life. If I decide I don't want a door anymore, I want a wall here because I don't know, it's not safe because I whatever the reason is, I'm allowed to block up the door and take down the mezuzah. So over here, he decided he loves her mother more than her. You know, it could happen. I don't know who's better. The mother's better. She's not so devout. Like, she was never, her brother didn't make a good decision in the first place. She was no catch. But her mother's Taka Beseder. So, what's wrong with that? So, Kamash will let know that here, there's a special Lechorah Din Drabana. The Rabbana made a din, also Levatel Mitzvahs Yabin, that you are not allowed, even though in other cases they weren't Gozer on this. In Yibam, they were Gozer, you are not allowed to create a circumstance by marrying someone which will cancel out the mitzvah of Yibam, because what would happen? Well, what would happen is actually a little controversial, but the simple shot is what would happen if I did marry her mother? Now the Yavama would be one of the 15 Arayas to me, right? She would be Bas Ishto, one of the 15 Arayas, and then there'd be no Yibam or Chalitza. That is at least one possibility of what would happen. So I would cancel the mitzvah of Yibam, so it's us to cancel the mitzvah of Yibam. Okay, the very, very crucial one, this, in terms of what would actually happen and whether that's the only pshat, which we'll get to in Mir Toshem, and Daf Yud Chesed Beis. And, you know, is it cancel off the mitzvah? Even that's a problem, only if you cancel off the mitzvah chalitza also. I think all of that we will try to get to. That also about the mitzvah's yavin. Okay, now, even before, let's finish up the Gemara. Tanan, Yevimto Shemesu Motor Machosa. It says later on that if your vama dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. Now, it's obvious you're allowed to marry your sister, because even if your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. That's the pasuk says, b'chayel. Right? So what's the dik b'chosa in b'imolo? You're allowed to marry your sister, but not her mother. That sounds like yeshika, and she's like your wife. If she dies, you're allowed to marry your sister, not her mother. So the answer is no, lo. The answer is, huadin dafilu b'ima. Really, it's much to marry her sister or her mother. V'aydi tana reisha. Ishto shemesa motu b'chosa b'chosa inavu b'imolo. Da'amili sur da'raisa. Tana nami seifa. Motorachosa. Really, if your vama dies, you're allowed to marry any of her relatives. This is just to be parallel to the Reisha. The Reisha that Mishnah says, if your wife dies, you're only allowed to marry her sister, not her mother, because that's an issue to Reisha to marry her mother. So it says mutter in her sister. So to be parallel, since your vama dies, mutter in her sister, even though you're really mutter in all her relatives. Agam, by the way, what can we name dayak from this line? That the Havila Surda Reisha? What is, should we perhaps name dayak? That what?
And it's the
right side. Let me read it a little more carefully. I did tana reisha ishto shemesa motor bachosa bachosa inabal beimelo da havila suda reisa. Since the reisha of that mission talking about your wife says you can marry your sister but not her mother, so her mother's an ishto reisa. Tana nami safe for the safe of Abi Yavama also says motor bachosa. What's being called an ishto reisa? You're the mother of your wife. What does it sound like here when they throw in that's an ishto reisa, the mother of your wife? What does it sound like? That's an issue d'oraisa. But over here is not an issue d'oraisa. Okay, well, so far that's obvious. Rav holds not an issue at all. It's not an issue d'oraisa. That deal can be more interesting when we get to Shmuel. So let's get to it. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda says, I think Mar will clarify, and Yechas and Bez is saying the name of Shmuel, class of Machlokes Rav Shmuel, Shomer Shigav and Shemesa, Aser Be'ima, that if your Yavama dies, you're not allowed to marry her mother. Almost every Yeshika, because you had a partial Ishish relationship with her, therefore her mother is partially like a mother-in-law, therefore even after death, she remains Asura. V'leim Halacha Divra Ma Yeshika, why not just say, the Halachas like Divra Mask, the Tanu says Yeshika, like, for example, Rabbi Yehuda Mosera, that's pretty clear. Rabbi Yehuda Mosera says, if I was Mekadesh, my Yavama sister, I am not allowed to sleep with her yet. Why? Because she's my Yavama sister, and she's Asura to me, because I have Zika on my Yavama. Okay, no. Iyamar hachi yahavim min hanim v'chadim v'tray ein Zika. If he had said this, I might have figured, because if he just said Allah commandamer yesh zika, I would have thought he only meant if there's one brother. I wouldn't have known he meant if there's two brothers. What do you mean? V'haki pligi v'tray pligi. If you look at Rehudim and Maseir, at least how he's arguing, he's one of the main people who argues about the yesh zika. His case happens to be, but there are two brothers, because it said, wait to see what your brother does. So we see, he could have said Allah commandamer yesh zika, and we would have known a big Tanu says yesh zika is Rehudim and Maseir, and he's one of the main people, and he says it even in two brothers. Eli, v'haki avaminu echayim v'la'achar misa paklo zika. We might have thought that it's only when she's alive there's Zika. We might have thought the Zika disappears when she dies. No, Zika is a real kind of ishus. A real marital relationships that make you usher and her relatives don't disappear when she dies, except for the sister, the special Xeris of Asa. Zika doesn't disappear for no reason. Let's bring a proof to Shmuel, Rabbi Huda, which will be Shmuel, that Yeshika Vinta Shemesa, Motor Bachos Bachos in Beimalo. We see you only mutter in her sister, but not in her mother, because Yesh Zika. The answer is no, it's not approved, because who had the nafil be'ima, maybe you're also mutter in her mother, but I didn't tell Reisha, Achosha, Mesa, mutter Bachosa, since the Reisha says, if your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister, Dafka, Bachosa, Le'ima, Lo, Davi, Le'sur, Da'raisa, only her mother, only your sister, but not her mother, which is also Da'raisa, Tana, never safe from mutter Bachosa, safe, it says, just be parallel to the Reisha. So the truth is, forget this, Dia, from Reisha, Da'raisa, because either way, we're defending Rav here, right? So when we're defending Rav, we're saying Rav holds Ein Zika. So only the wife, if she dies, your mother and her sister, not her mother, which is Daraisa. But if your mama dies, your mother and her mother. So obviously there's no issue to Daraisa according to Rav. Fine, we'll have to come back to my other Jikum. The classic other Jikum. Okay, that's the Sugya. That's the basic Machlokes of Yeshika and Zika. It comes up many times throughout our Masechet. But I want to start here with a very, very fundamental Machlokes Rashi and Tosos on our Daf. What does Rashi say on our daf. And there's in the continuation of our sugya, there'll be other rishonim and other issues that tie into this discussion. But let's try and bite off this chunk for now. What does Rashi say? There's a man to Amar. First, there was a man to Ein Zika, a man to Yesh Zika. Then, why not say halacha k'man to Amar Ein Zika afilu b'chad? Why not say halacha like man to Amar? There's no Zika afilu b'chad. Where is there a Tana who says Ein Zika afilu b'chad? Where is this Tana who says Ein Zika afilu b'chad? So, what does Rashi say? Let's look at the Rashi. V'leima halacha divrei Amar Ein Zika afilu b'chad. Rabbi Akiva k'armalei. Who's the Tana who holds Ein Zika afilu b'chad? It is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ka'amrlei beperek David Achim. It's quoting David Achim. It's really Mishnah and Darim, right? What it says? Shemeres Yavam ein Yavama meifer derel lo leechel ushnein. He says if a Yavama makes a neder, the Yavam can't be meifer. Whether there's one or two, whether it's chad or trey, he can't do a haras Darim, which shows ein zika. Klor beishin of enough le Yavam echel beishin of leishnein lo karinon be isha. Rashi says who's the man to amr ein zika afilu bechad? Rabbi Akiva says there's no afars the Dharma filu b'chad. Rashi says the same thing, if you'll turn the page for a second. And it was, who's the classic mandar ein zika for Rashi?
Rabbi Akiva.
And that's even b'chad, because he's explicit. Whether one or two. Or Yeshua distinguishes between one or two. Look at Rashi in Chav Vav and Aleph. The first Gemara in the third parak says, Shvamina yesh zika. Takes the Mishnah, says, ah, from this Mishnah, I think we can deduce yesh zika. So Rashi at the beginning of the third parak. The Gemara says, Shvami no Yesh Zika. He has to introduce us to the concept of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. How does Rashi choose to introduce us to the idea that there's a Yesh Zika out there and an Ein Zika out there? Right? So what does Rashi say? The first Rashi on the Gemara, not the Mishnah of the third parak, Chafav and Aleph, Yesh Zika. Kolomar, Chamura Zika, L'shavi Achuz Gosu Gachuz Ishto. That the Zika of Shemir's Yavam to a Yavam is strong enough that it makes her sister like Achuz Ishto, makes her sister Usser. Umasech the Dorm Pligiba. And where do you find a machlokas about Yesh Zika Ein Zika? You don't find a machlokas Tanoim about whether you can marry her relatives. That's machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Arsugya. And now you have to start making Diyukim from Mishnayis, then your Doch the Diyukim. Says you want to know where to find this machlokas? Oh, it's a Mishnah in Dorim. Pligiba, Ekel Mandorm Zukukasuka Ishla first Dorreha. There is one Mandorm that a Yavama to a Yavam is like a wife. He has a right of a first and darim, lesser krovos, and likewise. It doesn't say anything about krovos and darim. It says there's one mandarim you can do a first and darim, then you're usher and her relatives. The eagle mandarim ain't zika, and there's one mandarim ain't zika that you can't be made for a darim, and your mutter and her relatives. And then the second parakeet is machlokes namara, between Rav Huna Amara, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that we just read. So Rashi in two places says, who is classic mandarim, yesh zika ain't zika? The machlok is about a first and darim. It's Rabbi Akiva who says Ein Zika because he doesn't let you do a first and darim. Now, we probably know a line or two of Gemara about this. But if I were to just ask you, pretend you don't know any Gemara. Is this a good shot of Rashi? Rashi says, one second, I'm going to make myself some room. Who is our Gemara looks for a Manda Amar, a really strong Manda Amar? Manda Amar Ein Zika Afilu Bechad. Rashi says, this is Rabbi Akiva who says, Eino Mefer Nidareha. And Rashi takes a similar track. He's not doing a chad there. Adafa Bava Malik. He says, who's the Manda Amar Ein Zika? Rabbi Akiva. That's Machlokas in Nidarim. Is this obvious to you that Rabbi Akiva is the mandarmer Ein Zika Filu Bechad? He is classic mandarmer Ein Zika because he says you can't do a farsh and darim. Is this obvious to you? Would you have picked Rashi Pshat? What do you think? What do you think? If you met Rabbi Akiva on the street, you don't know any Gemara, you only know Mishnah and Darim. You met Rabbi Akiva on the street and Rabbi Akiva says, you know, a Yavam cannot be made for the Nadarim of the Yavama. Even if he's the only Yavam, he still can't be made for her Nadarim. Would you say, ah, so Rabbi Akiva, you must hold Ein Zika and he can marry her mother? Why not?
Because even the Nerusim doesn't do
So number one, that's the Ron deals with in the Nedarim. Even an Erusim. So you know what? Better. No problem. Rabbi Akiva says, not only can't he be made for his Nedarim, he can't even be made for a Nedarim together with her father, like an Erus can. He can't be made for it all. So then, does that show you old Ein Zika?
Ah, so what you're, now let's think, right? Everyone knows that to deduce the contrapositive is valid, right? So, right? You didn't go to high school? Okay, all right, so we're fine. what I mean by this is, Rashi says that if Rabbi Akiva holds Eino made for Nedarim, therefore, Ein Zika, right? That's what we're saying. Rabbi Akiva says Eino made for Nedareha, therefore Ein Zika. What he's saying is that, because if Yesh Zika, then he could be made for Nidareha, right? That's a contrapositive. You can skip the fancy words. Right? Because if Yesh Zika, then he could be made for Nidareha, right? If Yesh Zika, he could be made for Nidareha. If Ein Zika, then he can't be made for Nidareha. So therefore, you want to find the Manda Armor Ein Zika Filu Bechad? Rabbi Akiva, Ein Zika Filu Bechad. Adaf Chavad, when you're introducing a new parak of Shas, you want to explain where you can look for a machlok that Yesh Zika, Ein Zika? Mishnah Nedarim is where to look for Machlokas Yesh Zika Ein Zika. This is classic Machlokas Yesh Zika Ein Zika. Okay, so far sounds reasonable to us all, I guess. What does Tosus say? Tosus doesn't say anything here, right? There's got to be like a little note on the side, probably Mesor Shas. No? Let's see. Where's the Mesor Shas here? Yeah, here it is. Ayin Mashikazim Tosus Lekamach of Tesim Beis Sof Dermaskol Kigon. Right? In the old Gemara, that would be on the side of the Gemara. Here, it's probably even on this Rashi. Yeah, right here on this Rashi, we read the Sosh Shas says, even though there's no Tosos here, you know, I'm helping you out a little. And there's a Tosos Nachum Testament Beis who comments on the Gemara Yud Zayin with Beis. So let's look at the Tosos there. The Tosos says, the maskana is that Rabbi Akiva is not talking about a regular situation of Yavam. He's talking a specific case of a guy who did Maimer, and they're arguing about the power of Maimer. Rabbi Eliezer came to Avdim Maimer Pasul Mazonos. Not only that, he did Maimer, and then he delayed in marrying her, and Bezdin started Paskin that she gets support from him. Rabbi Eliezer says that since he did Maimer and he's supporting her, Noder Sal Daito, therefore her Neder, she decides, depends on whether he agrees, because the money comes from him. Rabbi Shua Dafka Chad Yavam Olatrei Kevin Yipa Yachu Pasle Levadiyo Begita Ena Noder Sal Daito. Shua says that's true if there's one Yavam, but if there's two Yavams, even though she's being supported by him, she doesn't really think that he's in charge, because another brother could give her a get or be boel her and break up their relationship. Rabbi Akiva says, it doesn't matter, even there's one Yavam, even if you did Maimer, even if you're supporting her, you can never do a first Adar, because they're not totally married. There's no chi of Misa for adultery, therefore she's not a total wife. According to this, it doesn't make any sense. It's impossible to say what Rashi says in the beginning of the second parak. The Mandarin Zika Filu Bechad Haini Rabbi Akiva. It's impossible to say Mandarin Zika Bechad Haini Rabbi Akiva. The Matsi Sari Yeshikava Filu Hakalo Yefer Mishum the Inchayavan Laskiva. Rabbi Akiva could very well hold Yeshika. Rabbi Akiva could hold Yeshika. Yeshika, but you can't be made for Nidarim because what does Yeshika mean? I keep saying Yeshika means what kind of relationship is there between the Yavam and Yavama? What do I keep saying? Oh, that's not what I keep saying. I keep saying a partial ishus relationship, right? So what is supposed to say? Yeah, maybe ishus a partial ishus relationship. Either way, there's not a full ishus relationship, right? Either way, she's not ishto gemura. They're not totally married. Proof is, she's not, if she commits adultery, I mean, it's not adultery. She's not chayav misa. Everyone knows they're not totally married. That's the mitzvah say lukach lulisha v'yibma. When I say everyone, excluding Rav Oshia and Daf Yutesa Beis, who is disproven, but like Tosa Rav Oshia, but everyone who is not one Shitas Yachin Nesugya within a Shitas Yachin, who ends up being disproven, knows that they're not totally married. So Tosa is very popular. Even if they're not totally married, even if Yeshika Ein Zika, who cares Yeshika Ein Zika? Either way, they're not totally married.
Either way, he can't do a first nadarim. So Rabbi Akiva works for all the shitas, whether yeshika or ein zika. That is what Tosfos says. Tosfos and the other Rishonim say no. Whether yesh or ein zika, either way, Rabbi Akiva says there's no hafaras nedarim because she's not ishto gemura. Rabbi Akiva is not the man ba'amar, is not the man damar in zika. Rabbi Akiva is not getting involved in the chos of zika here. Rabbi Akiva says, who cares if yesh zika or ain zika? Either way, they're not totally married, and if they're not totally married, then he can't do hafaras nedarim. Okay, so who is the manda amar? Ain zika afilu b'chad then? So Tosfos doesn't say. But if you look in the other Rishonim, I had the Ritva here and the Ramban, the Rashi say similarly. They say no problem. They say, you know, if you continue the Gemara a little later in Daf Yechezkel Aleph, you would see there's a Rabbi Meir holds ain zika afilu b'chad. And there's a Rabbi Gamliel who holds ein zika afilu b'chad. There's plenty of Tanoim who hold ein zika afilu b'chad. Ze lo ba'ya. Okay, so rather, even though they're not quite as explicit, that they don't explicitly say afilu b'chad, but you know, that sounds like they're dealing in a case of afilu b'chad. So therefore, say the Rishonim. So who is the man to Amar ain zika afilu b'chad? So no problem. So right, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel sound that way. Even though they're not like Rabbi Akiva, they're not in the Mishnah and they explicitly discuss Bein Echad Bein Shnayim, but they sound like ain zika afilu b'chad. Okay, and then we'll add. Okay. Well, that's what we said in a moment. Now, here we have a very, very, very fundamental machlokes in terms of how to understand the machlokes. Yeah.
Just processing Rashi wrong. We just need Rashi more simple. That without being specific to Rashi Daring, that machlokes by Daring is machlokes Yishzik and Zika Daraisa. The machlokes here is with the Yishzik and Zika Darabana.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's just. Absolutely. Let's just come back to that in a moment. You're absolutely right. One second. What I mean to say is, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, I don't remember offhand who interprets that way. But let's come down to it. Let's figure out what is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and who are his chacham, who argues on him? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says there are first darim. Sorry, there's no first darim even one. Rabbi Yeshua says there is a first darim one. And realize there is a first darim even if there's two. So what's the basis of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and what does Rabbi Akiva say? That even Yavam Echad Eino Mefer, and they both agree that at least Yavam Echad is Mefer. They just disagree about two. Rabbi Yeshua said Echad L'Shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua said even L'Shnayim. That's the three of Machlokas in a Darim. What's the basis of their Machlokas? So let's go to the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph and see what the basis of the machlokas is. Chav Tes Amud Beis, I meant Chav Tes Amud Beis. It's really a little more lengthy than the second Darim. But here they quote a little bit of Chav Tes Amud Beis. The middle of the first white line, Toshma. Shomeris Yavam Bein Yavam Echa Ben Shnei Yavam Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yefer. Rabbi Shimon or lech lo shtayim. Rabbi Yosef says even two. Rabbi Shimon says at least one. Rabbi Akiva or lo lech lo shtayim. Nope, you can never do a first darim. Avina ba, we analyze it. Bishlom Rabbi Akiva sover ein zika filuchad. Rabbi Akiva says ein zika filuchad. Okay, who does this more sound like?
Rashi,
right? Says explicitly. There's no zika. Rabbi Akiva holds no first, there's no zika. The Rabbi Yeshua lechad yesh zika l'trei ein zika. Rabbi Yeshua says, there's zika for one, just not if there's two. Eli really has he not because of your zika. Vishlam alechad meifel trei amai from Ravami hachlu amai. You say, but even if there's zika, how does it work for really yesterday? Like, how do you have first dirt? How do you know who gets to be meifer? So then they have to answer, ach, my skin don't my mimer. Oh, the one who does mimer gets to be meifer, and it's Beishami who holds mimer konin kinyan gomer. So we say, okay, yamr shlom misumin osim shalach meifer. Yamr eirson osay hefimatzim meifer, but it's not an arm of rasa vio balam fear in the darbeha. But even the Suman, I understand. But Eirusin, how can you be Mefer? I'm not going to answer my Mefer, Eirus Shukvas. It means together with the Av, like an Oris. Well, the Rabbi Yeloz, Dharma, Mimer, the Beshame, in a corner, Lidchot, Sarv, Lvada, my Mefer, Beshutvas. But if you hold Mimer, it's not a Kenyan. How does it work? So, like, we're Lazar, Eimer, Dharma, in a corner, Lidchot, Sarv, Lvada, 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 By Yitzchak Minicha, Mikatani Yefer, Yefer Katani, Elohach Maiskin, Shamda Mintasku, Lomazonus, Mishalok, or Pinchas, which made the Rava, Dummer, Pinchas made the Rava, calling Duris, Aldas, finally, no Duris. Okay, this is also you. What do they say for Eliezer? How could it be if there are two Yavams? Who gets to be Mayfair? What rights do they have to be Mayfair? So either it's because he did a Mimer, and a Mimer is a real Kenyan, and then a Mimer is a real Kenyan, and maybe makes me soon, and lets him be Mayfair, makes Erison, at least makes me able to be Mayfair if he joins together with the Av. Or they say, no, it's a case of a guy who did Mimer and Bezdin Paskin, he has to start paying support. And therefore, according to Pinchas, the name of Rava, the idea of Hafaras Nedarim is that whoever supports the wife, she has in mind that he should have a veto over her Nedarim. Therefore, as long as he's supporting her, it's good enough. Okay, let's look at this sugya. I know I just ran through it. How does Rashi read this sugya? Rashi reads this sugya, the Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika. And Rabbi Yeshua realizes, oh, Jeshika. You know what? When it comes to two Yavams, it gets more complicated. But in Yom Echad, it's very much. It's Ein Zika versus Jeshika. And that's where Rashi says, I want to introduce you to the Dachavav, to who's the Jeshika Ein Zika. Right here, Jeshika Ein Zika. Forget Rabbi Eliezer and his complicated cases. I want to tell you who's under Ein Zika, Filu B'chad. It's a perforce line in the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Akiva suffer Ein Zika, Filu B'chad. Very poshut. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos and many other Rishonim here say? What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos start off with in this Dibramas that we just read? Lefimas Gana. What is Tosfos saying? I know that Daniel's going to say something a little different, but let's stick with Tosfos now. What does Tosfos say? What throwing in the word, why? That's a very... That's a very useful word to throw into a conversation, right? When you throw in the word lefimaskana, what are you saying? Even though you might have read a line in the Gemara, that was in the Havamina, right? It says, don't pay attention to don't take home every line in the Gemara. Only some lines are the maskana. Take them home, keep them in your pocket. Some lines are only in a Havamina. Learn them up, but don't take them home with you. Lefimaskana, he says, why did they say Yeshika Ein Zika? That was the Havamina was Yeshika Ein Zika. The Havamina was Yeshika Ein Zika. But Lefimaskana? The Maskana is not. The Maskana is not Yeshika Ein Zika. The Maskana is they're arguing about Mimer, or they're arguing about Psikas Mizonos. Either they're arguing about Mimer, whether Mimer is enough Bekinya to be like a marriage to do a first and darim, or they're arguing whether Psikas Mizonos, they're arguing about Repentance Bnei Rava, the fact that a man has to support a woman in the context of marital law. You know, I think obviously if the man has to support a woman because he sponsored a lottery and she won, Repentance Bnei Rava, but a man who has to support a woman because family court paskin that he did, any man who has to support a woman in family court. Therefore, she automatically has in mind that he's the one who gets to decide about her nedarim because, you know, he's the one who's providing the money. So that's Tosfos Lefimaskana. We're talking about Mimer and Psikas Mizonos. We're not talking about Zika at all. Zika was a brief Havamina. And the Havamina said maybe they're arguing about Zika. Then they said that's ridiculous. With Rishon HaSfarad, they have a different character. They have Rami Bar Chama nedarim said they're arguing about Zika. But in the end, we pass like Ravashi and Rava. So that
Tosa says, no, that's only a Havamina. Limaskana, Rabbi Akiva. Limaskana, Rabbi Akiva says, Mimer. And Sikas Zonos, don't allow. How far is the Durin? And Rabbi Yishur Milazar says, Mimer. Or Psikos Zonos do allow a farce the dark because Rav Shmuel Akiva Shita. Akiva says Eina Gemura, only full marriage allows only full marriage allows a farce the not Maimer, which is a partial marriage, and not Psikos Zonos, which is a psychological mindset similar marriage. Only full marriage. Well, they said, no, even if not a full marriage, even a Mimer is good enough. Even if Sikha Zonos is good enough. The Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos here is how to read the flow of the Gemara. They started by saying, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Zika, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika, L'chad, below the tray.
Then they throw in Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, now Zika's not going to knock the shot here. When they throw in this Mimer and Psikos Zonos, are they only within Rabbi Eliezer? They're leaving Machlokes in Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva alone with Zika. Within Rabbi Eliezer, they're bringing in the Indian of Mimer and Psikos Zonos. That's how. Rashi reads it. Rashi says, the Maskana is that the machlokes betray is about Maimar and Psikas Mizonos. But the machlokes about Chad is still about Zika. That's how Rashi reads the Mahalach of Gemara. The machlokes about Chad, Rabbi Akiva says, Ain Zika b'chad, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yesh Zika b'chad. You want to know why they are very sure we're allowed to argue about Trey, that's different. That's about Mimer, that's about Psikas Mizonos. But we never changed our mind. The Machlokas about Yavam Echad is the Machlokas Yesh Zika B'chad or Ein Zika B'chad. Here we have Manor Yesh Zika B'chad and Manor Ein Zika Afil B'chad. Well, Tosos would say no. Limaskana, Zika is irrelevant. And the whole machlokes is about Maimar and Psikas Mizonos. But Zika certainly doesn't allow Hafaras Nedarim. Limaskana, no, for sure it's not Zika. Zika's not going to allow Hafaras Nedarim. Rabbi Akiva's sheet is not based on Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva says, whether Ein Zika or Yesh Zika, you can't do a first of dark until they're not totally married. That is the way Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to read the Maskana. Is the Maskana only discussing what the Machlokes of Trey is, but in Chad they're still arguing about Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, that's Rashi? Or no, the Maskana, it's not about Zika anymore. That was just a half of me that there was the Machlokes about Zika. The Maskana, the Machlokes is about Maimer, or Psikas Mizonos. Okay. Yeah.
If they're talking about Psikas Mizonos, what's the Sfarad you connect between Chad and Trey?
Ah, what's the machlokes? The Sfarad you connect between Chad and Trey? The Sfarad is this. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care about Psikas Mizonos. If you're not a full wife, there's no din of first and third. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, whenever there's Psikos Zonos, Kol Anuderes Al Das, Bailo Nuderes, meaning Al Das, the guy who supports her is Nuderes, then you can be in for Nuderes. Yeshua says, no. Normally, Kol Anuderes Al Das, Bailo Nuderes, anyone who makes a Neder Al Das, the person who supports them. But that's only if the person who supports them cannot be gotten rid of. But if there's Trey, the person who supports them can be gotten rid of. How so?
because the brother can give her a get. And once the brother gives her a get, then she will not be allowed to stay with the one who's supporting her anymore. And therefore, since the guy who supported her could disappear at any minute, could be easily gotten rid of at any minute, she's not a deres aldata. Now, the the Ritz and the Rabban and the Rashba read the same thing through the Mordechai Darim. They just give some names to it. The Ritva and the Rabban and the Rashba apparently think in the beginning of the Sugya there was someone called Rami Bar Chama. We don't have Rami Bar Chama here. We don't have Rami Bar Chama in Darim. Rami Bar Chama said they're arguing about Zika. But then Rav Ashi and Rav come at the end of the Sugya Darim and say, no, Rabbi Akiva is not about Zika. Rabbi Akiva is saying that absolutely no one but a full wife can do a first Darim. Vizehu. That's it. No one but a full wife can do a first Darim. So that's what they also say. Like, okay, very nice. There's a Rami Bar Chama who might have held like Rashi. There's a Rami Bar Chama who held like Rashi. If you want to look at the, Lishone Svara would say, this is Rami Bar Chama. He says, nope, Shita's Rabbi Akiva is in Zika. And the Shita the other, I'm a Rabbi Zika. But they would say, no, but Rabba and Rav Ashi, the Kachalacha, the way we paskin, is that no, Shita's Rabbi Akiva is that regardless of Zika, of Yesh or Ein Zika, there's no Hafaras Nedarim except unless you have full Ishus. There's no Hafaras Nedarim unless you have full Ishus. So they admit there's a Rami Bar Chama in the beginning of the Gemara. They say it's more than a Hav Mina. They say it's not just Hav Mina, it's a Rami Bar Chama hold like that Hav Mina. But in the end, we don't like Rabbi Bar Chama. In the end, he says we're being a rich position, being a Bryce of Nedarim, that says the reason Rabbi Akiva is not Ein Zika. The reason Rabbi Akiva is that if she's not a total wife, there's no Afaras Nedarim. So, what is interesting about this then? First of all, we have just two ways to read the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara here. Do we say that Mark explained the Rabbi Akiva Ein Zika, Rabbi Yeshua Yesh Zika. We never had to retract from that. We only had to change our mind when we brought up two Yavams. That's Rashi. Or no, like Tosos. That Mahavi Nigmar, in the end, once they change their mind, they change their mind. And the Maskan, this is nothing. Zika is not relevant. Zika has nothing to do with Hafaras Nedarim. Even when the Yesh Zika is not powerful enough to allow Hafaras Nedarim. So let's just summarize what we know then. Oops. What's the basic machlokas here? The basic machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos and Rishonei Sfarim, let's say, is that Rashi says, Linan da Amar Yesh Zika. You can be made for Nidareha. Right, at least Bechad. You can be made for Nidareha. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika. While the other Rishonim say, no, Afilu Lemanda Amar Yesh Zika, Asur Bikrovoteha, Avalo Eino Mefer Nidareha. And therefore, even Rabbi Akiva might hold Yesh Zika. That's the machlokas taking it back to our Gemara. So who's the one who reigns Zika Filo Bechad? Oh, it's Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel, even though they're not so explicit, that's probably what they sound like. Or the Rabban Rashi, maybe it's like Rami Bar Chama's version of Rabbi Akiva, but don't take that too seriously, because in the end it was disproven. So what's the fundamental machlokas here then? In other words, what's the Lundish machlokas here? The Lundish machlokas is what does Yesh Zika mean, right? For Rashi, Yesh Zika means Classic Yeshdika. Give me the classic example. Give me the executive summary. 2 minute in Yeshdika. Yeshdika means you can't marry your relatives and you can be made for an adar. For Tosfos, the other Rishonim says, no, Yeshdika means you can't marry your relatives, but it doesn't give you the right of a haras adar. What do you think is the yesod of this machlokas?
The rice of the rabbanon.
Aha! So it sounds like, I mean, not just it sounds like, I don't really know a way out, right? It sounds like the svara of Tosfos and the other Rishonim is very pashat. That makes sense. If Rashi seems to be in the minority here, so everyone else's svara should be straightforward. What do they say? They say Yeshdika is only midrabanan, so it can create chumros, right? Like I'm not allowed to marry her relative, but not kulos such that first and darn, right? After all, Yeshdika is only drabanan. So I understand midrabanan they can ask for things. Every sugya of Yeshdika in Zok, Zika, and Shas is only about being machmir for Yeshdika. We're machmir because Yeshdika. We're machmir to see maybe you're ke'ilu married to her. But it can't be made because it's exerted. Yeshdika is exerted to Rabbanan, right? It's similar to marriage, so if he goes there, exera, to treat it like marriage and be machmir because it's similar to marriage. But we're not going to say Yeshdika lakulai. You're right, that's the biggest weakness in Rashi. We're not going to say Yeshdika lakulai. What do you mean? Yeshdika is like Zera Darbanan. How are we going to say Lakula? And how are we going to say Lakula? And if you'll say, well, every sugya in Shas of Yeshdika is talking about Chumras. Except for one. There's only one sugya where Yeshdika is applied Lakula. That's a farce of Dara. Bishlam, Kasar, Rabbi Yekiba, Ainzi, Kasar, Yeshua, Yeshdika. Say, no problem. That one sugya where they said Yeshdika meant it Lakula, that was only a half a meter. In the end, they didn't really mean that. You know, that was just an idea they were playing around with before they really analyzed it. But obviously, you can't say Yeshdika. You can't say Yeshdika Lakula. I think absolutely. I think it's Pasha that that's the Svara of the other Rishonim. What is Rashi? Now, what is Rashi? Rashi holds the Manami. He says that's not a, only a Havamina. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. Rabbi Shua holds Yeshdika Bechad. And you can be made for Nadarim based on Zika. L'choro, what does Rabbi Rashi have to hold? That mandamer Yeshdika is midoraisa, and if it's midoraisa, then it can be applied bein lakula bein lachumra. It's still gonna be a little tricky because even if you under Yeshdika midoraisa, it's still not a full marriage. No one's gonna say you're totally married, right? So even if Yeshdika midoraisa, no one's gonna say you're a full isha. So after all, you're not chayiv misa, right? after all, you're not chayiv misa. But and that's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, look, you're not chayiv misa. That proves that Yeshdika is only drabanan, and forget the whole thing. No, it has nothing to do with the person darim. So Rashi will have to say that even if it's not 100% full isha, still once there's some isha's relationship in the Torah, that's good enough for a first and darim. That's a first and darim doesn't need to be a 100% full isha's relationship with all the chumras. It just needs to be a basic isha's relationship, even if there's no chiyuv misa, even if it's not ad hasof. As long as you have some isha's relationship, that's matter hafaras nedarim. And this gets into a big machlokas. Rishonim, whether mandamer Yeshdika is midoraisa or midrabanan. And we're going to see some more of the opinions on that. Mirtz Hashem on. Let's say in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, perhaps. But there's a lot of quote-unquote stiros in Rishonim. Most of the quote-unquote stiros in Rishonim aren't really stiras. They either, many Rishonim say it's Pashut, it's only Drabanan. Other Rishonim say, well, there might be one Mandamer that's Doraisa, but it's Pashut, we hold it's only Drabanan. Pretty much all the Rishonim say explicitly, even Rishonim who have a Havmin or think there might be a Vidas Yachid in the Shas that is Doraisa, agree that Zika's Rabbanan, and then I'll prove it after I take some close comments.
I just don't understand why you're forced to say the other Rishonim say that it's Rabbanan. Even if it's Doraisa, you can still say that.
You can still say that, ain't, like Rabbi Kiva said, ain't I Yavama Gemura? Correct.
The Zika's Rabbanan.
So the truth is, I'm not forced. It's just shot anyway, so I might as well. right? So even was the Oraisa, we could say it's only partial, and what the general rule that if you're a partial thing, Kaluyos, those are Chumra Kula, but it's not necessary because the truth is that it's the Rabbanan. So you're right, I'm not forced. It's not necessary. It's Rashi, I'm forced. It's not necessary. It's the truth. How do I know it's the Rabbanan? Let me just give you one or two lines in the Gemara. I said, I am Gemara Reshi Chesem and Aleph, and then when we read the Shaka Tari, I realized that was wrong. Okay, but there are two other pieces in the Gemara where it really sounds like it is Derabanan. If you turn for a moment to Daf Chaf Zayin Amid Beis.
It says,
so I met a woman who was usher because of like Probus Zukukaso. Ba'amarav kol isha she'enu, they have that halfway through. Ba'amarav kol isha she'enu korvav shaspili vavavav olari she'ishiyach, she's the one of Asura. What about a woman who was the sister of your Zukuka and now isn't anymore? So don't we know anyone who was originally an Erva stays an Erva and never has a Yibam anymore? Like two sisters fell before you Yibam. So the second one started out as the sister of your Yavala. So even if later on the other one died, still, anyone who starts out as an Erva stays an Erva for Yibam, as we know. Anyone who starts out as a Erva, that was toast to the bottom, Bezim and Aleph, right? Doesn't get Yibam later. They never have Yibam. So the Gemara says, no problem. That's when she's mamish your wife's sister, the Doraisa. Hachazika Dorabana. And over here, the Isra of Zika, not the sister of your wife, just the sister of your Yavama, the sister of Zika, that's only Dorabana. Seems pretty mefurish that the Isra of Achosukukasa was only Dorabana. And the same thing seems pretty mefurish in Daf Chavkesavit base. What does it say here? It's talking about also a case where like two sisters fell before him for Yibam. And one of them was Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. So the question is, whether they can be Yam the other one. So it says in the end of the fifth line, Sakadai Tamina Mishum Mitzvah of Rabbanan Kamash 1. I might have thought in order to do the Mitzvah of Yibam, the Rabbanan would take away the Isser of Achos Kukaso. Kamash 1, they didn't. And Rashi comments, Mishum Mitzvah of Rabbanan, Shem Tzkang, it says Yibam. I might have thought they would take away the Isser of Zika in order to do the Mitzvah of Yiva. V'lo ha'midu Isser Zika, she would rei him. And they wouldn't keep the Isser Zika, which is only an Isser Rabbana, lesser Sachose, for the Hail of Isser Mitzvah. You would think the Rabbana would relax the Isser Rabbana of Yesh Zika here in order to let me do Yiva to her sister. Right, this is a case with the two sisters. Let's say one of them is a Mamzeris. Right, so I'm not going to give to her anyway. Maybe the Rabbana would relax her Zika to let me do Yiva to the other sister. Kamash one not. What Rashi says right here, that what does it say here? Zika's Isser, Zika is Midivrayhem, Lesser Sachosa, right? The Isser of Rabbi Yehuda, that Shemesh Yom Shemesa Osir Ba Be'ima, right, is only Drabanan. Chav Zayinri says Drabanan. Chav Chesam Deis says Zahav Midi, they relax it, it's only Drabanan. It sounds like this is only Drabanan, which is why I wrote that. Hashem Shat, almost everyone admits that it's only Drabanan. So now Rashi's in trouble. Right? Rashi's in trouble, right? Proven in the Gemara that the Isser of Zika is only Isser Drabanan. And still, you know, that's, you know, Isser D'Oraisa. Yeah, that's also an Arsuk. They throw out Isser D'Oraisa for real relatives. Maybe there's still a hint there that. And why do they throw any Isur D'Oraisa? Because until now, we're not really talking about any Isur D'Oraisa in most of our sugya. So hold on, if it's before that it's only Drabanan, then Rashi's very strange. It's only me Drabanan that if I have Yavam, I can't marry her sister or her mother. Because it's only an Ishus Drabanan between us. So if it's only an Ishus Drabanan between us, why should I be able to make for the dirt? It's a little bit of an Ishus Drabanan between us. I understand why that should ask her relatives, because they were Drabanan. But why that letter be made for the dark? That doesn't make any sense at all. It's only an Ishus Drabanan.
Is Mashmalan that it's Doraisa?
What? Ah, so in Chav Chesam and Beis, you can say the Kamashmalan is that it's Doraisa. That is true. What about in Chav Zayin and Beis? In Chav Zayin and Beis, it says Mefurash, Malhacha Zika Drabanan He. I guess if you want, you can say that's the one Manda Amar, and we hold like the other Manda Amar. You know.
Why
why not simply say that, that Rashi holds that the that status, however weak it is, but it exists. And so you don't do only a chumrah to ask her for me, but it's enough that she does bring the darim, I'll not that husband, whatever extent she's a husband.
Aha! So what you're saying is kolon deris al das baidig no deris, even if he doesn't support her, just because he has some level of ishus derabanan on her. Okay, that's a big chiddush, because whatever Pinchas says kolon das al das kolon deris al das baidig no deris, the Gemara always makes it sound like the sine qua non for that is financial support. So Rashi is in a little bit of trouble here. Basically, Rashi is in a little bit of trouble, right? But Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Chav Ches Amid Aleph, proof that it's only Midrabanan. What is Rashi going to do here? So, I have only, okay, Bedochak, you could say who just suggested. Let's take two ways of defending Rashi, and then we're already late, we'll have to call it a day. One is, it's really Midoraisa. Really, 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 it's midoraisa. And Chav Chesam and Beis is only a half a mida. You know, you can always get out of Gemaras. And Chav Zayin and Beis is only one opinion. Right? It happens to be in the Shaka Mutari that's explaining one opinion. Who is the one opinion? It is the opinion of Rav Huna. Is there another opinion? Yes, Rav Yochanan. So, no problem. So that's only opinion of Rav, is only Rav, not Rav Yochanan, and even though it doesn't sound like they're arguing about whether Zika's the rice or the rabbana, but it could be. Could be that's Rav, because Rav Yochanan Taka said she stays usher. Maybe Rav Yochanan Zika is the rice, and whenever the machlok is Rav Yochanan, who do we follow? Rav Yochanan, no problem, we always follow Rav Yochanan. Right, not Rav Yochanan, and we always follow Rav Yochanan. Alright, fine, you're giving a boring answer. Right, you could say no problem. Chav Chesam Beis says the hav mina is that they would take away their issa d'rabbanan. The kamashal is not they didn't take away their issa d'rabbanan. The kamashal is that it's an issa d'oraisa. Right, Chav Zayin Beis says, and Rav says that she usher becomes mutter again solely d'rabbanan. Rav Yochanan says she stays usher, not even though it's d'rabbanan, because it's an issa d'oraisa. Possible. It
comes out messy that the manavers were put on that Chav Zayin Beis. He says ain zikay and also.
You're right, that's exactly what Tosfos says there. Right? That is exactly Tosfos. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Hanano. That is a good point. Okay, you're right. You could also get out of this by Rabbeinu Hanano. So Taka, maybe we don't have such good proofs. Or you could say Rabbeinu Hananel, Rav holds Ein Zika. That's what Rav means by Zika's Rabbanan. Ein Zika, and it's just different with Ziyama. So right, we got out of the proofs. Okay, defended Rashi. Rashi holds Zika's Noraisa. The other Rishon holds it is Rabbanan. Even though Rashi and Chachesim Beis says Mefurash it's Rabbanan, maybe that's only in the Havamina. Okay, the only thing I have to say, that's only the Havamina. Chavzayin Beis is not so bad. Or some older modern day Achronim give a different answer. That maybe Rashi holds. What? Oh, you gotta be quick. Maybe Rashi holds that le'inyan hafaras nidarim Zika is midaraisa. But inyan iser provos. That's only midrabanan. That maybe also depends what. If you're talking about your rights to the first of the darim, zika means midoraisa, you're her husband, blaming the first of the darim. But if you're talking about the usher and her relatives, that's only drabanan. That would be a big fish. We overheard that. Your marriage or midoraisa. Yeah, if Eris, right.
By Eris.
So Erison is pumfakert, right?
Yeah, all right, but you have.
Correct. So, could you really say this? So I still think Efshar, maybe you could say this, based on a Reb Chaim we learned this year. Which Reb Chaim? Isha Zayin Tes Zayin. About the case of Mekadesh Ubar Bimei Ima. Reb Chaim, remember in his Banu Kisimah, I'll remind you. The Rambam says you can be Mekadesh Ubar. Right, from someone's pregnant with a girl. So the Yosef asks, hold on, if you can be Mepashet Ubar, then Matzino Chamoso, and this will be the Rambam. It could be someone's your mother-in-law because you're Mepashet Ubar. And she's still a Ketana because she hasn't given birth yet, because the Rambam says, Bonner only can see money when you give birth. Right. The Rambam holds Bonner only can see money when you give birth. While you're pregnant, she's still a Ketana. So if you're Mepashet Ubar, then your mother-in-law will still be a Ketana. And the whole Gemara says, Lo Matzino Chamoso, and your mother-in-law can't be a Ketana. So what's Rav Chaim's answer? Rav Chaim's answer is that no, you can mekadesh an Ubar, the kiddushin is chal, but you're still mutter and her mother. She doesn't aser her relatives. Why? Because what's the lushin of the parsha of aser her relatives? Ish, ish, el? Kol she'er b'sarbo. She'er b'sarbo, it's based on a relationship. And he says, you can mekadesh an Ubar, the kiddushin is chal, but the ishus isn't. You can't have ishus because she's not born yet. She's not a person yet. Actually, according to the Rambam, she is. But still, she's not an Isha. There's no Ishus for an Ubar in utero. But there is Kiddushin. There's no Ishus, but there is Kiddushin. That's what kind of, and what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina, not having Ishus, that her relatives aren't Usher. That's Rav Chaim's Kiddush. Maybe you could say, I admit this is a maybe. I admit this is a maybe. But this is very popular nowadays. I don't know, every sefer brings in the footnote, every Yosef Rav Kook, Rishon, and Yivam must bring in the footnote at least 13 times. Maybe I'll pee the chiluk of Reb Chaim in Ishos Zion Tes Zion, who says that, he says about Uber, says that Uber, Yesh Kiddushin, but there's no Ishus. There's Kiddushin, but there's not that relationship with. You have the Kinyan Kiddushin, but you don't have the relationship with Ishus, and therefore, he says there's no Isser Krovos. He's no Isser Krovos. Maybe you could say the same thing about Yavama. Maybe you could say for Rashi. Maybe you could say that about Yavama. Yesh Kinyan. There is a Kinyan, right? Like Kiddushin. You can have a Kinyan. Yesh Kinyan means there's a Kinyan. However, what's lacking is the Ishus. There's no relationship yet. There's a Kinyan, but there's no relationship. Yesh Kinyan, and therefore, Kana Zuchus of Hafaris Nedarim. Maybe Midoraisa you could do a Hafaris Nedarim. Because Midoraisa you have the Kinyan Kiddushin. And Hafaris Nedarim is this Chus Yerkona. What don't you have? But there's no Ishus, even though she's a person who's born. But there's no Ishus because, you know, this is Min HaShemayim. We haven't actually related to her yet. And therefore, there's no Isser Krovos. It sounds very paradoxical. How could you have the rights of marriage without the Isurim of Arayos? It seems backwards and not the way we usually think about things. But maybe that's what Chaim says. If I'm a Kaddish and Uber, I have the rights over this Uber, but I'm not Usher and her mother. And therefore, Lo Matzino Chamoso Mema'enes, because she's not Chamoso, because I have no Ishus relationship yet. Maybe you can say the same thing here. Yeshika means I have the rights of marriage, but I don't have an Ishus relationship yet. Therefore, since I have the rights of marriage, I can be made fair Nedarim. Since I have the rights of marriage, I can be made for Nedarim. However, since I don't have Ishus yet, I'm not usher her relatives. And Midrabanan, they came and said, once you have any kind of marriage, you should be usher her relatives, because it just seems very strange to people, and it might lead to confusion. And therefore, the usher the relatives is only Midrabanan. This would be a big, big Kiddush based on the idea of splitting up the whole idea of Kiddushin into like the Kinyan side and the Ishus side. Just like an Uber, you have the Kinyan side without the Ishus side. Maybe Zika is also the Kinyan side without the Ishus side. Since you have the Kinyan side, you have the right of a first Nedarim, assuming that that's a Kinyan, and not a Das. But since you don't have the Ishus side of marriage, meaning you have the rights of marriage, without the relationship of marriage, since you have the rights of marriage, you have the right to control her Nedarim. Since you don't have the relationship of marriage, therefore you're not related to her mother, because you don't relate to her yet, and therefore, there is no Isser Krovos Midoraisa. But of course, Midorabanan, they said, Pasnish. and make it Isser Provost. Maybe that's how you defend Rashi. That's a big finish based on this Reb Chaim, which they throw around all over nowadays. The other option is just say Rashi straight off the Raisa in all sugyas, and say, don't pay any attention to Rashi and Chafkesam and Beis, who says explicitly, Shehu Isser Zichus Shubi Devrehem, because he was only talking in the Hafamina, not in the Maskana. Okay, that's two ways to defend Rashi. We'll come back to this. The Raisa and Rabban issue later on in the Sugya as well.
When you sent that email, you said that this was for 2 years.
Well, I only...